Good day to you on this Sunday. Hope your weekend has been good. I know if you're a Mizzou fan, you are happy because the Tigers played their first real game of the season yesterday in Columbia. And after some early turbulence, the Mizzou Tigers defeated the Boston College Eagles 27-21. Listen, I've been talking for weeks either on my KMOX hits or even on here this past week that I thought Mizzou would be in for a tough game against Boston College. And I thought, hey, you know, when they beat Florida State, it really caught my eye, caught a lot of your eyes, right? And at the time, it seemed like a victory of huge magnitude. It doesn't look as big anymore because, you know, Memphis beat Florida State yesterday. And, you know, Florida State's 0-3. It's a disaster. But it was a really impressive win. And I thought, you know, this isn't going to be a situation where it's a game where Boston College comes into Mizzou and the Tigers just kind of slap them around for three quarters or whatever and win comfortably. I thought it was going to be a tough game. I thought the point spread was ridiculous. It got to as high as Mizzou being a 16-point favorite by kickoff. Mizzou was a 14.4 favorite. I thought and I said Friday here in my Bernie Bits video, my pick for the game was that Mizzou would win, but Boston College would cover because 14.5 points was too much. And that's exactly what happened. I love the fact that it was a tough game. The Tigers really had to earn it. They really had to work for it. They really had to kind of correct on the fly. They had to get better on the fly. Because when you play a game against a ranked team and a credible team and a well-coached team, it's a team that's got a very resourceful quarterback, good running back, you're gonna be challenged a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times you're going to be challenged very, very early in the game because you're now moving up, to use a racehorse analogy. You know, your horse is now moving up in class, running against better horses. And it doesn't always go really easily at first, and that was the case yesterday. I mean, Boston College came out great and opened up a 14-3 lead, and I know that it was a bit of an anxious time, not for the Mizzou players who remained composed and confident, and as we talked about, they got better, but I'm sure it made a lot of people nervous. I was hearing from some of my friends who were at the game, and believe me, they were nervous. But this is why I liked the way that Mizzou went, the way that they won this game, the way they ran the ball, the way they threw the ball, the way they just tightened up on defense. Like, they made the necessary corrections and adjustments. They raised their level of competitiveness. They got tougher as the game went on, and they started executing plays, and they started really performing well in every area. And that's what you want to see. You know, these games are not easy. I mean, you look, take around college football yesterday, you know, Georgia barely gets out of Kentucky with a 1-point win. You had some close calls elsewhere. I mean, it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. They're not supposed to be easy. So what matters is how you respond when it's difficult early, when the other team comes out and takes charge and takes control early, and you're down by 11 on your home field in the second quarter. That's a test. I thought Mizzou needed a test. And, you know, obviously a test would be good for them in that if they passed the test, even in game, if they passed the test, they would be a better team coming out of it. And that's exactly, I believe, the case. I mean, we're not going to know for sure until they play their next game, but they'll be ready to hit the ground running against Vanderbilt next Saturday in Columbia. Let's talk about the defense. And, you know, a lot of questions because of the new coordinator, although I think he's had a really good background. He plays a base defense, but he's shown in the past at South Alabama, you know, he can adjust, and they sort of shape shift. They go into different alignments. Sometimes it's hard for quarterbacks to read exactly what they're doing. And he threw some of that, Corey Batoon, of course, he threw some of that at Boston College yesterday after Boston College got off to a great start. Their quarterback, Castellanos, got off to a great start. And so none of us like the way, as Mizzou fans, by the way, 1958 Mizzou baseball, that's this cap. None of us like Mizzou fans like seeing Boston College come out and just like boom, boom, 14-3. But it's what you do after that that matters, both in literally and figuratively. It's after what you do after that couple lightning bolts hit you. What do you do? Okay, here's what the Mizzou defense did, and this is why I think this group's going to be in good shape with Corey Batoon. I wasn't like some people in the media that, you know, because they beat up on Murray State and Buffalo, all of a sudden this was like the steel curtain defense, right? It's just calm down, okay? Wait till they play somebody. They played somebody. They played somebody pretty damn good, a ranked team. And after a slow start, very, very impressive, because here's what they did. Let me read a number. After they opened, I'm talking about BC, after BC opened a 14-3 lead, here's what they did on their next five series. Interception, minus 10 on the drive. Punt, after eight plays and 35 yards. Punt, three plays, minus one. Punt, six plays, 8 yards. Interception, 2 yards on that drive. So after falling behind 14-3 at home, over the next five possessions that the Boston College Eagles had offensively, they ran 21 plays. They had 56 yards. That's an average of 2.6 yards per offensive play, which means your defense basically smothered them. There was nothing to do. There was nowhere for them to go. Three punts, two interceptions. Three punts, two interceptions, only 56 yards on 21 plays from scrimmage. That's some hell of a defense right there. I mean, that's that is a hell of a defense right there. And, yeah, late in the game, Mizzou had a 24-14 lead. And, of course, there was another blown coverage, and that's what they have to clean up more than anything. They had three blown coverages, you know, yesterday, two or three really bad ones. So they did allow a touchdown late that gave Boston College a chance to cut it to six, and that was the final score. I wasn't thrilled about that. There's no reason to be thrilled about it. But, man, when that game was hanging right there and Mizzou was in some kind of trouble, right, what they did in those five possessions BC had after BC took that 11-point lead, that was just phenomenal defense. And what I liked about this, too, listen, Brady Cook will get better. Brady Cook was good in a lot of ways. There's a couple metrics I could give you, but it would bore you. But his intended air yards, you know, down the field were somewhat high. In other words, they were trying to make some plays down the field, and they didn't strike enough. So there were a couple, three maybe wasted opportunities. And I'm not talking about long bombs. I'm talking about, you know, anything 20 yards or longer. But Brady Cook actually played really, really well. And after a slow first quarter for the Mizzou offense, you know, he played, I thought, really well after that. So, I'm going to say it was fine. It was good. I don't want to nitpick him. I think we all agree that he can get better, and he will get better, because he was facing real competition for the first time as well this season. But he did a good job. He made some plays. He got that offense rolling. The thing that really excited me as a Mizzou fan, and I think should excite, it's early for me anyway, should excite all Mizzou fans, is the fact that, boy, the running attack was great. They were just fantastic. Nate Newell, Marcus Carroll, the Cody Schrader is gone factor has been discussed all offseason, as it should be. Are they going to be able to run the ball as well? Is there any way to replicate what Cody Schrader gave them last season when, among other things, he led the SEC in rushing? He was an incredible player. We loved watching every minute of him at Mizzou. But these guys were really, really outstanding. And I could go through a lot of different numbers, but I want to kind of boil it down to the two of them combined, because we know that Noel had 22 carries and Carroll had 12. So we know that, you know, Nate was the lead back, so to speak. But you are really, really, you got something going. You really got something going when you have two good backs. If one of them gets banged up, one of them gets dinged up, one of them's not 100%, one of them misses a game, they appear to have two really strong running backs, and that is such a good thing. Great thing going forward. When Mizzou took control of the game in the second and the third quarter, you know, they went from being down 14-3 to leading 24-14. I went and looked at what Noel and Carroll did combined in the second and third quarters, right? 20 carries, 118 yards. They averaged 6 yards per carry, just under that. They had 57 yards after contact combined. There's a thing, there, you know, people that do the metrics and do more of the advanced stuff, they'll grade a score. This is Sports Info Solutions. They'll grade a run, I should say, positive, boom, which is like, wow, boom, right? Really, really good play. Or a busted play, right? So in the second and third quarters, those two backs, oh, yeah, with big, big help from the offensive line, which is outstanding in the run game particularly. So in the second and third quarters where they ran the ball 20 times for 118 yards, those two backs, they had 37% positive play rate and about a 15% boom play rate. They did not have one busted run. It was totally clean. It was just a matter of how good each run was going to be. And each run was good or better or better. Not one busted running play by those two backs in the second and the third quarter. And I think that that's really, really outstanding. And another thing, and again, pardon me with the nerd stats, but I only use them because they tell us something. They're meaningful, right? One of the keys to the Mizzou running game last year with Cody Schrader, and I put these stats all season in what I would write at Scoops Network, is that he was a great gap runner. Now, he was a good cutback runner, but boy, you never had to worry about him, quote, hitting the hole, right? He knew what he was doing. He knew how the blocking was set up, and boom, he went right in there, right? Well, yesterday, if you look at these two guys for the entire game, the two of these running backs for the entire game, they had successful gap run where they hit the gap. They ran the play. They ran the ball as it was designed to be done, right? That gap integrity is even applies to an offense, not just a defense. You need your running backs not tiptoeing around, not going the wrong way, all that stuff, not being able to read where the hole is or how the defense is playing it. This is a phenomenal stat to me. So these two guys together for the game, they hit the gap like just about 98% of the time, which is just outstanding. Because one of the things that Schrader did the best last year is like when you design a running play, you had a good offensive line, they could block. You can't have your running back screwing around by tiptoeing and, you know, back and forth and where do I go? Hit the hole, man. And Schrader did it great. And these two backs did a terrific job. I mean, I was really, really impressed. And of course, it's a long season. They got a lot to prove. But Nate Noel and Marcus Carroll, hey, Coach Drink knew what he was doing getting these guys in, because you can tell the problems about, oh, what are they going to do? I think we can answer that already, and I think they're in really good shape going forward. So, like I said, you know, we can nitpick. We can do this. We can do that. There's some things you don't like that's true of any game. But listen, man, I'm not trying to be an idiot by just saying over and over again. I knew this was going to be a tough game, but I had a strong feeling that it was going to be a tough game, and it was. And Mizzou survived the early adversity, and they were really impressive after that. They just got to clean up some of their missed, you know, past defense assignments, some other things. They did a good job early the off. That's why I know I understand like Luther Burton didn't get much action early, and they got to correct that, which they will. But the offense in general just didn't do much in the first quarter. But you know, if you look at the number of times Brady Cook targeted Luther Burden and targeted Theo Weiss. I mean, they did really, really well for the game. And this was a game that was up for grabs. It's not like it was just a, you know, one quarter game. They did a really good job. And the one thing about Burden, which is so dangerous, and it was dangerous again yesterday, you know, he had so many yards after the catch. I think it was 77 yards, something like that. So he was able to turn it upfield and make people miss or just run away from him. And that's the beauty of like sort of getting him into the action earlier as possible. But they targeted Brady Cook, targeted Burden 8 times, completed 6 for 117 yards. On those completions, the ball, you add up all the completions, the 6, the ball traveled in the air, combine all those plays, only 40 yards. So they weren't really throwing deep to Burden. But I mentioned, so when he caught the ball, the 6 catches, if you add them up, he caught the ball 40 yards downfield, like the 6 together, 40 yards. But after the catch, he got 77 yards. That's what makes him so special, really, really special. And I thought Mookie Cooper had a good day as well. So that all that was good. And I think that's only going to get better. So that's all I got to say. I don't want to do too long here. And we'll see what's going to happen with Vanderbilt next Sunday. Vanderbilt, of course, shocked everybody by beating Virginia Tech the first week. But then they got upset Saturday by Georgia State. And so they're going to be fired up coming in here. And I do think this will be a test for Mizzou. Not as big a test as BC, but I think it'll be a test. But I think the Tigers yesterday, they passed that test against what I definitely believe would be a tough Boston College team coming in here. So far, so good for a Mizzou team that went into this game ranked sixth in the coaches' poll, sixth in the AP, eighth in the coaches' poll. Obviously, they're going to stay in that strong area, and that's all you got to do, man, survive and go. Survive and go. And they did that yesterday. So compliments to the Mizzou Tigers. And thank you for watching here on the Bernie Show channel on YouTube.